What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Unchurching, Healing Religious Trauma and Owning Your Spiritual Identity. I am your host, Titus Glenn. And listen, guys, we're just going to pop in real quick just to talk about what is owning your spiritual identity. So stay tuned as I share my experience, my thoughts, and how I'm feeling about owning my own spiritual identity. And I hope that it helps you own your spiritual identity. So let's get it in right here, right now on Unchurching.
Find yourself, be yourself, and let others do the same. Find yourself, be yourself, and let others do the same. Find yourself, be yourself, and let others do the same. Find yourself, be yourself.
Welcome back, everyone. I know I have been missing, and I do apologize, y'all. I'm in this space and this season of pushing through. So if you guys do not get a podcast and you're like, what is going on? I like to be on this space, or I like to tune in. Listen, inbox me. Say, Titus Glenn, what's going on? I don't mind being held accountable in this space that I'm sharing, and hopefully helping those that are in this space of podcasting and wanting to learn and be around other like-minded people that are unchurching, which is basically deconstructing your faith and finding out where you fit in the grand scheme of things in your own walk with God. And I think I just pretty much talked and shared what is owning your spiritual identity in there, right? But let me just share real quick what brought me to this place of really sharing. I've really been learning and unlearning a lot, as some of you guys may know. But I am realizing as I begin to walk and things unfold for me personally, that everybody is on their own journey. When I look at my own personal walk, there have been some things that I've had to throw away and things I've had to keep. One of the things that has really stood out to me recently that I had the opportunity to reconnect with was speaking in tongues. For those that don't know what speaking in tongues is, when you've grown up in a black church and more like a Pentecostal movement, or maybe sometimes Baptist churches, there is a language that is given to you that we believe divinely by God that helps you to shift atmospheres, pray, get discernment about situations, or have, I would say in this space, tap into your intuition, and it's divinely given to you. And it's something that sometimes you understand, and sometimes there's translators amongst you that can translate what you're saying. But ultimately, it's a language that's given to you divinely. And I was really struggling. And forgive me, y'all, if y'all hear some things at my window, they're working, and I'm trying to push through and get this podcast done to encourage, inspire everybody, anybody that might watch. But anywho, here we go. This is what it's like to just keep it going and keep it moving in the grand scheme of things. So anywho, one day while I was in class, and for those that don't know, I'm working to get become a ordained minister of spiritual consciousness. One day while I was in class, I was sitting there and we were challenged to go and encourage our upper level class. And when we were asked about our experience, my response was, I felt the need to speak in tongues, but I did not, because I've been trained that you don't do those things unless you are in a space of being able to translate. And my teacher in the room was basically, why would you do that? Why would you withhold that gift from your sister and not allow her to receive that? And I had to pause and question, why wouldn't I do that? And in that experience, I was given something to me that allowed me to connect the dots. My teacher in that space informed me that speaking in tongues in the church is actually what we would call, now I know people call this light language in the spiritual world. And that to me allowed me to reconnect speaking in tongues as being okay, because I was questioning speaking in tongues. I was questioning, like, what is this? If this is not true about the Bible, when I say this is not true, I'm talking about certain things that I had learned, then what do I do with this gift that I know that I have? Now I'm questioning everything. And after that experience of really sharing how other people see it, I began to look at all of it. From praying to meditation to speaking in tongues to chanting. Bottom line is this: what I have discovered for myself is that every space of religion or spirituality have their own things that they do to connect to God. And for some people, they don't speak in tongues. They might chant. For some people, they might speak in tongues. Did I just say that? What am I trying to say? Some people might speak in tongues. Some people might chant. Some people might just meditate and sit in silence. But it all has a place and can be used as a tool to connect to God, source, universe, whatever you want to call it. And I said all that to say is, on your journey, you are literally defining what works for you. What is going to work for you? Is meditation going to work? Is prayer going to work? Is speaking in tongues going to work? Is writing and journaling, is that going to work? I feel like there's been so many things said in religious dogmatic places that have left people questioning, like, what to touch and what to do and what not to do. And if you do it, there's this fear that you're going to go to hell. And I want to propose this question, as I may have proposed it before, is, what would you do if you couldn't go to hell? Or if you wasn't going to go to hell based on your experience? And if not based on your experience, what if you just wasn't going to hell and it was something that you needed to experience to define what works for you? I remember going to my first tarot card reading, and I was so nervous because the lady did not look anything like me. She was tattooed all over her face and head and hands. And I was like, OMG, what am I doing? But after that experience, I can truly say that I believe that this woman's gifts was working. And after that experience, I was like, who am I to say that it wasn't God, because it was so accurate? And although those might listen and be like, well, scripture says this and scripture says this, I think we have been taught incorrectly as to what's good and what's evil and what's bad and what's good based upon whoever was teaching us at that moment. And I am in the space of realizing that we are all connected. And you, whoever listening to this, and who may ever come across this podcast of really redefining yourself and what you believe, there's going to be some things that resonates with you, and there's going to be some things that may not. Like, I don't think I could at this moment get into hypnosis, but some people might venture into hypnosis to see what that's all about. I myself have gotten into astrology because astrology has helped me be okay with being empathetic or being creative or being sensitive to the point to where, you know what, I know this about me, and I become more aware that I can detach from certain things without getting tied into the emotions of it all. And astrology has helped me do that. Astrology has helped me build my faith, and it has helped me to know when to step out. It has helped me to know when things are changing and when seasons are happening, to allow them to happen. Because through my astrology reading and through what I know about my own chart, when I have went into my sessions, I know that this is why these things are coming up. And I said all that to say again, these are the things that have worked for me. But in the eye of the religious person, if I was still religious, I would have never got into this space of being okay with exploring. So I want to encourage those that are listening, that is what owning your spiritual identity is. Being okay with this works for me, that don't. But I'm not going to demonize you for those that practice what I don't do, because that could be what works for you. Because they themselves are defining their own spiritual identity, such as you are. So I hope that encourages you to continue to be experimental in your own journey, on your own space. I want to just leave that with you as we get ready to just close out. And again, thank you for being patient with me as I am working on being consistent. And even as I talk on this podcast, it's giving me strength and courage, because this is my way of journaling what I'm processing and what I've endured, and not for the sake of anything else, but to just share. And as I grow, you know, of course, those things will come on the things I'm believing internally. But I ultimately, my goal for this podcast is to help and to be a place where people can identify with what I have experienced. And hopefully it helps them continue to push through what they are now experiencing. So this has been an episode of Unchurching, sharing with you on what it means to own your spiritual identity. And I encourage you to just go do that. Own it. Be it. Let it do what it's going to do. So I love you guys. If you haven't done so already, please go follow me on all social media, Titus Glenn Official. You can also go to www.afterthehearteofyou to receive your sound bath, a free sound bath. And if you want a one-on-one sound bath, or if you want to just have a place to talk to somebody about what you're experiencing, please hit me up, and I'm open for conversations to allow you to let your hair down, in a sense. So God bless. You guys take care. Until next time, have a blessed weekend, day, or night.
Find yourself, be yourself, and let others do the same. Find yourself, be yourself, and let others do the same. Find yourself, be yourself.